Startup Stimmen, der Podcast für Gründungsinteressierte vom Reach Euregio Startup Center.
Welcome everyone to this podcast, and today we have a special episode because we are live from Enschede Slushed. I'm your host, Vera Boertien, and today we're going to talk about female foundership, and I have two special guests with me. Amalia, can you introduce yourself?
Yeah, first of all, thank you very much for the invitation, and I'm super excited to join this podcast. As you already mentioned, my name is Amalia Balan, and I'm the co-founder and CMO of Manescape.
Thank you. And next to you is Leona.
Yeah, hi. I'm Leona Turner. I'm the founder of TriFlow. We're doing collaboration platform for clinical trials. And I'm also very excited, very spontaneous right from stage now here to the podcast. So looking forward for the conversation.
Yeah, so you just come straight from the main stage where you had a conversation about female foundership with two other female founders. And you are not just female founders, but you're female founders in the tech industry. So what's that like for you?
It's very challenging. That was one of the key words from the panel. It's not only challenging, but also very exciting, because all the time there are technology is just improving all the time, and you have to be on top of the game, always have to be updated to be an expert in the field. And yeah. It's very hard because there are so many other entrepreneurs that do the same. And I think it's a lot of work there, but when you look at the future, it's just so exciting. You just wake up every day and say, what's new today? What can we do more? How can we improve?
Yeah. Is that the same for you, Leona?
Of course. Like, it's very, the first thing I thought about was I feel very privileged to do so. So like to found a company, to have like the trust maybe also in yourself that you can do it, and also maybe be a little bit insane to like take this challenge and say, well, I will change the whole industry. I think it's very, very nice to feel that empowered to do so. And yeah, I think that's the most excited thing. And also to work like on a problem that is so like chosen from yourself, that you are so, that gives so much motivation and energy. If you have this picture before you.
Yeah, because can you share a bit more about your startup?
Mm-hmm. So we are a SaaS-enabled marketplace for better collaboration in clinical trials, meaning clinical trials are very, very exciting also. Maybe not everybody like to think about that like for the first time when they think about clinical trials, but actually they are literally lifesavers, as they enable us to get access to very innovative therapies in a controlled and thus most possible safe way. So that is very, very nice. But in the same time, clinical trials are also the bottleneck for medical innovation, as they are very lengthy. So if, for example, a biotech company wants to bring a new therapy on the market, they have a patent duration of 20 years. And within this 20 years, they need to perform clinical trials as well. And with a duration of 13 years, they take more than half of this time.
Right.
So they are also, sometimes slowing down the process, leading to therapies not being developed at all because like the costs are just too high, or also to patients getting access to therapy too late. And yeah, that is what we want to change by doing first of all marketplace for the right stakeholders to find themselves for very specific requirements you've got for specific trials, and afterwards digitizing their collaboration with the SaaS modules. So that one thing is the marketplace part, and the other thing the SaaS part, and together it's a SaaS-enabled marketplace for better collaboration in clinical trials.
Nice, sounds good. And of course, because it's a tech in, medtech actually, it takes a lot of time to develop, I can imagine.
Yeah, I would say like it's something in between. So also now I'm raising right now a business angel round, and I see that it's kind of niche because it's not really medtech, so we don't do the medical devices, we don't do the therapies like biotechs will do it. So it's more like the really the software and collaboration part. But of course also like a lot of people that are so much into software maybe shy away a little bit from the topic of clinical trials and healthcare.
Right.
So yeah, that is definitely a challenge. And also the pharma market is very tough to get in because it's just so traditional, but also there is such a high risk of failure, you know?
Yeah.
Because if you really fail in clinical trials, the worst possible outcome is that somebody dies. So yeah, that is quite challenging. But I think we managed to have now a very approach which is very narrow and where we managed to have a very like risk-free version to just get into collaboration with us and afterwards expand like the work together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Du interessierst dich fürs Gründen, fühlst dich aber allein mit deinen ganzen Fragen? Dann komm ins Reach und schließ dich unserer großen Startup-Community an. Mehr Infos auf reach-euregio.de.
Okay, so I'll come back to you in a bit about what being a female means in your niche.
Mm-hmm.
But Amalia, can you first share a bit more about your startup? Because you're not in medtech, but you're also have a software solution.
Yeah. So about Manescape, what we do is to help managers of medium and large companies to build the best team composition by making use of the unique profile of their employees, meaning both soft and strong skills. And how we do that, we just use neuroscience and AI to build this perfect team composition. And indeed, as you mentioned, we are not in the healthcare industry. And it's very hard for Manescape to set a specific industry because everywhere where you find employees, Manescape is a good fit. And what you mentioned, Leona, in your answer, a word that I really, really like, lifesavers. And I think this word also applies for Manescape because if you just think about it, you are spending most of your time at work. So you are there with your colleagues, with managers, and sometimes managers can also be lifesavers. If you know exactly the skills of your employees and you know how to put them in the best environment to just improve and grow and inspire, offering them the possibility of job crafting can save the life of a person. Because a lot of people, due to their work, the stress, they go into burnout and their well-being is affected. And when you go home, all this stress, you just share it with your family and it shouldn't be like that. So it's like a domino. Every step influences other people. And it's very hard, especially to explain the impact for a software in this corporate world. It's very hard to explain it.
Yeah, exactly. And well, then for both of you, you're both founders. I mean, setting up a company is hard enough as it is, but what kind of challenges do you face purely from being a woman in this industry? Are there any challenges or do you see differences with your male founders?
There are a lot of challenges, but I think one of them is the attitude, because we also mentioned in the beginning of our discussion, you said that you are confident and lucky that you started this business and you feel grateful for that. And it's about the attitude that you have. And there are people around you that sometimes just look at you as a female entrepreneur. What does it mean? And exactly, it was one of the messages from our panel discussion about the distinction between female and male founders. And it shouldn't be that visible. It shouldn't be a label there.
Right.
And sometimes it's challenging to face this attitude, especially when you join maybe entrepreneurial events and you are maybe the only females there.
Yeah.
Me and my co-founder, we are both females. So for us, it's 100% female founding team. Sometimes the vibe just has an impact on you, but I think as a team we are very strong and we always support each other and we know that we are here for the impact. We don't really care if we are female or male entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
We are here for the impact. We are making a change. So let's not focus on this label, just focus on what we can do together.
Exactly. And Leona, do you also have that type of support?
Yeah, totally. So I have a very strong founders community, which is mainly also male, but a few females are there. And I think that is really like a safe harbor where it doesn't mean anything,
right?
Like what my sex is. So that is very, very good. But sometimes it's more about, let's talk about you being female, or also let's not talk about like your case.
Right.
And I think that is like where I get a little bit disappointed, because I just ask myself, like, why does it play a role? And of course it does. So that is why I'm sitting here, why I went to the panel, because I think we need like more representation. But yeah, it shouldn't count. So like, you know, it's
exactly,
like what
yeah.
I want to change. And like you said, like, what is the impact I want to make, and not if I am female or male. But yeah, of course there are moments where you just see also not so much in the founder ecosystem or in the startup ecosystem, but also when it comes to customers. I once had it with a partner of ours who also has like a freelancing agency for study nurses, and we were at a convention, and I stood there, and there was this guy who said like, I want to hear about like this solution. And then the partner said, like, yeah, here's the CEO and founder. You can talk to her. And he was just like looking up and down and was like totally irritated. And
no.
Yeah, well, it's just a very small point. But of course, like, it's not that I get so much affected about it that it's like weakening me. But yeah. I just, maybe it's a little kind of like anger, because you say like, well,
it's frustrating. That,
it is yeah. a solution. It is good. I tried to build something up here. But yeah, I think at the end, you have to see it's not you. It's like more.
It's their mindset. Yeah.
And their mindset. And go on to the next one.
Yeah.
Which hasn't got that mindset. Yeah.
But I can imagine that it does leave you with the feeling, oh, it would have been different if I was a man.
Yeah, but you can't change it, right?
No, of course.
So I just try to not waste time on thinking about it. It's not like just don't be angry about it or just like put it away. But I think like being angry, then, you know, let it out and then go on to the next one. That is yeah. how I am dealing with the situations. But also like I got very lucky, because that is like those micro moments that you can overcome. And I have never experienced something bigger.
Right.
Other than that, I experienced like very much pushing also forward from male mentors and community here. So
that's good to yeah. hear. How's it for you, Amalia?
First of all, I really agree. And I also feel the same. And we also had moments like this, not that big. But yeah, we also had some moments. And as you mentioned, I think it's very important to just not think about it all the time, because you are already changing the mindset by being here.
Yeah,
you are already doing something to change the mentality. And I think that should be also empowering for other entrepreneurs, also male, to listen to this podcast, for example, and just take the most important things, the keywords and our experience as entrepreneurs. Yeah, I think that's something that we also experience. And yeah, it's part of the world. So we have to live with that and just to be more visible, push more, and just focus on what is our mission, what is our vision, and yeah, get
totally.
On top of that.
Well, yes. I think that's a beautiful note to close off on. I guess we're finishing this podcast now, rounding off. Is there anything else you want to say to the listeners about this topic? Anything to take home?
I would say, if you're thinking about starting your own company and you really believe in the problem, not so much in the solution, but the problem, and that you can solve something, then do it. No matter like what your gender is or stuff, just try to get into communities, to try to get into an ecosystem, because there will be people that want to help you. And don't underestimate that like reaching out for help is often more strength than a weakness. So yeah, do that.
Nice. Anything yeah. to add?
I really like the thing that you shouldn't be afraid to ask for help. and you are not alone here in this world. And I think it's so important to be part of an ecosystem because you find there also mentors. And as we also discussed in our panel, mentors shouldn't be only some people that have the expertise, you know, just be there, but also find mentors within your team. And I think that will help you all the time because you know you someone has your back and you are in this together. So I fully agree. Yeah.
Nice.
Great. On to making more impact from female founders. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you as well.
Reach from science to startup.